Here's why tipping 21% will change your life. Let me know if you felt this before. You walk into a bakery and purchase a donut. Not a big action. Not much labor on the part of the donut provider. They're just simply grabbing it and giving it to you. Now you go to swipe your credit card and the options read for a tip, 20%, 25%, or more. You get a little annoyed because they didn't really have to put much work into the delivery process of the donut to actually earn the tip, right? It's a scam, maybe, by the credit card provider or the transaction company. Yeah, probably so. But not by the donut provider. In the early 1900s, several states passed laws to ban tipping. The main criticism being that tipping creates an imbalance between customers and workers. In a 2023 survey done by Bankrate, 66% of Americans admitted to having a negative view on tipping. Why? Because they don't want to part with the money? I don't necessarily think so. When a voluntary act of kindness becomes one that is assumed by the recipient, it doesn't hold the same weight. It feels more like entitlement than it does generosity. But here's where the confidence boost comes into play. The average tip is 20%. 44% of Americans who were surveyed that dine at sit-down restaurants tip 20%. Now let's assume the waiter or waitress does a fantastic job. I'm saying tip 21%. And here's why. It will boost their confidence, the waiter or waitresses, that they're doing a great job and they'll make them feel more valued and worthy. And it will also boost your confidence. The power of giving a larger amount than one would normally give has been shown to boost self-esteem and overall confidence. So it's a double win. It boosts your confidence that you are not beholden to the money as you're being your controller, and it boosts their confidence. Now, it might feel a little uncomfortable at first to give above and beyond, even just 1%, but that 1% can be the difference in your confidence and the confidence of the server beyond the meal they are serving you that evening. So the confidence boost today is gained through tipping 21% at your next dinner outing. Make sure they do a great job, but tip them 21%, not to the donut transaction where there is no work done, but to the waiter, the waitress, the valet, the person helping you with your luggage, someone who puts in the work and deserves that boost. They and you will be the beneficiary. As you probably know, I am really big on health, and especially brain health. That's where it all starts, literally, the brain. And when I have an opportunity to try something out that is said to, this will improve cognition and help with neurodegeneration and also the inflammation in the brain, I'm gonna check it out. And what I have found has been really, really positive so far. I've been feeling clear, I've been feeling sharp, I've been feeling high energy. So I'm seeing the results, but also seeing and hearing the patient studies and the results that have been done. This is called Tri Neuro Supplements, just like it sounds, T-R-I Neuro, N-E-U-R-O, supplements.com. Check it out. They are changing the game. When compared to Alpha Brain, which is supposed to be and supposedly known as the best, it actually outperforms with the level of ingredients and the cost. So it's not gonna just rob you of the bank to be boosting your brain. It's a small pill that you take. It's just like a vitamin like anything else. And hey, check it out. What they're doing for the David Nurse Show and anybody listening, they're giving 20% off. The code at checkout is NURSE20, and that's TriNeuroSupplements.com. Check it out. Let me know what you think. Give me the feedback. And I think it's really worth it. Honestly, just anything you can do to protect your brain and the longevity of the mental health that you have, go for it.